Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is for the recording date of June the 30th, 2013. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. And this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to climb up out of the mind of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. We endeavor daily to climb up out of the satanic mind, the mind of division, death, hell, and destruction. We want to climb up out of that mentality and climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. As we climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, we will see that we must overcome all barriers, racial, ethnic, religious, political, and come together as poor working class masses of people all over the earth. And as we do this work of coming together, we will be able to manifest the kingdom of God, the queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my engineer, facilitator, coordinator, helper of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Let's give praises to the Most High. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator, in the African Hebrew language, the Most High Father. The word for Father in the African Hebrew language is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is the sacred masculine, the Almighty Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Almighty Father is Allah, A-L-L-A-H. Now, the African, Hebrew, and Aramaic languages are the mother and father languages of the African Arabic language. And in the African Hebrew language, we see the word Allah there. Under the number 5927, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying the definition of the ascender, he who raises us up, elevates us, exalts us into his mind of supreme knowledge, that with that supreme knowledge, we are able to defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked Babylon system of death, hell, and destruction. And we are enabled with the supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father Allah to bring in the kingdom of God, the queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father was known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father, the sacred masculine power behind the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father, the same Almighty Father, was known as the Great Spirit, the Great and the Grand Father. And we also pause to give praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim. In that same book of Numbers, chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as also having the attribute of conceiving. That is the Almighty Mother. That is the sacred feminine. You see, Yahweh is an African scientific word. We, the Africans, are the first to teach science to the human family. So, Yahweh is an African scientific word that causes us to understand the scientific law of birth. Yahweh is the Almighty Father and Mother. Birth, giving birth to birth. Yahweh means the existing one, the living one, the Almighty Father and Mother, the existing one, giving birth to existence and life. Now, Mother Holy Spirit is given the title of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. And the word wisdom is Kokmoth 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And Kokmoth is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Now, Mother Holy Spirit, there's that word conceive. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is our mother as well. Mother of the universe, mother of sun, moon, stars, and planets, mother of the human family, as the Almighty Father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit, are Ruach HaKadosh. Now, the Kadosh is the African Hebrew word for a holy entity, but a living holy entity. The word Ruach is the word for spirit in the African Hebrew language, found under the number 7307. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. And that word is feminine because Holy Spirit is feminine. She is our mother. In the African Arabic language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit, is her name in the African Arabic language is Illa. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. And you hear illa. And you hear Allah. Illa is our mother. And Allah is our father. Now, illa is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5930. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying the definitions of occurrence and circumstance. Because when we are raised into the supreme wisdom, into the mind of Mother Illa, into her supreme wisdom, we are empowered to change our occurrence, change our circumstance, that we may, with the supreme knowledge of the Almighty Father and the supreme wisdom of the Almighty Mother, we are able to defeat the weak knowledge and wisdom of this wicked world Babylon system and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Our Islamic sisters and brothers also say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Properly understood, in the name of our mother Illa, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother, the hidden and unseen sacred feminine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit was known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested within the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. I say Jah Rastafari Selassie I, Jesus Christ, new name in these last days of judgment in Babylon, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. Bob Marley said within 2,000 years Christ would come, and Haile Selassie I, representing Christ in this time, teaching you and me that you and me have the power. You and me have the power to manifest Christ in this day, in this time, when we understand that the purpose of Christ is to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed all over the earth from and out of the hands of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. When we understand that Yahushua is health, wealth, and prosperity to the masses of the people who have been denied health, wealth, and prosperity. When we understand that we are to come together and deliver and liberate, bring liberty to the masses of the people. When we understand that our mission is to warn ourselves and warn the wicked ruling class that the Most High wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class for creating a wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. So when we understand that reality and rise up in that Christ consciousness, when we understand that we are the original body of Christ, that we are the Christ spirit living in this temple that we call our physical structure, our physical bodies, when we reconnect to the reality that we are the Christ spirit living in human flesh, that is the day that we will manifest Christ and become the new names of Jesus Christ in this day, in this time. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 13, we're picking up where we left off. We're talking yet to the church at Philadelphia. Philadelphia meaning brotherly love. And we will say sisterly love as well. In this day and time of death, hell, and destruction, all of us are in need of manifesting that quality of love from the Most High to one another. When we look in the halls of Congress, when we look into the Senate, when we look into the presidency of the United States of North America, when we look into the corporations and those in power, everyone wants us to hate someone else. Those puppet rulers who rule on behalf of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers want to pump hatred into us, that we may hate some portion of the human family to justify warfare and bloodshed. While I'm thinking of it, one of the current events and affairs I wanted to deal with had to do with a report given by my brother Webster Tarpley that John Kerry, former or current Skull and Bones member, Secretary of State, was in a meeting with those who are commissioned with running the government in absence of the president. Isn't that interesting? I think that was around June the 12th. This particular meeting took place. And John Kerry, backed by an official out of Britain, I can't remember whether it was the equivalent of the Secretary of State in Britain, but John Kerry and another general of the army or another government official in this meeting wanted to commit American boots and troops and soldiers on the ground in Syria. Wanted to almost administer a coup in the government, in this Obama administration. Start bombing Syria literally with straight up, no holds barred American bombs to help the Syrian rebels who are CIA creation affiliates, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, who are losing in Syria, have lost a couple of key towns. Winter, I believe, the heat approaching, becoming so great, maybe dissipating the forces, these CIA affiliates. And so Kerry, wanting not to lose these troops, who are nothing but CIA creation affiliate, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, mercenary killer, bloodthirsty troops who misuse Islam, who are not Muslims, but are being manipulated by wicked forces to generate hatred amongst Arabs, amongst those who profess to be Muslims, to generate hatred among Syrians, using some Syrians, but using mainly outside forces and mercenary groups to support these manipulated troops. John Kerry wanted to start the bombing, not with the okay of the president, but circumventing the president, Barack Obama. Although Barack Obama loves to use CIA drones and those types of things, loves to use clandestine operations, loves to use Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra, loves to lead from behind, Brother Webster Tarpley loves to say. But House of Rothschilds not satisfied. The British crown, one might say, not satisfied. The international banksters and killers are not satisfied. The Republican Party, not satisfied. John Kerry, not satisfied. And so all of the controversy of Snowden, although some say Snowden is sincere, we can pan back and see how all of this controversy being used to camouflage what is going on in Syria. So John Kerry wanted to administer the bombing in Syria outside of the permission of President Obama, like Webster Tarpley said, just like how former vice president. What's that man's name? The former vice president under Bill Clinton. I can't remember his name all of a sudden. But the vice president under Bill Clinton. Al Gore. Al Gore started the bombing in Yugoslavia, in that area, without the permission of Bill Clinton. You see, forces working against each other. Outside forces getting into the presidency, offsetting the president to move and carry out death plans that maybe the president won't go after wholeheartedly. Letting us know that the presidency is controlled by outside forces. If the president only wants to go halfway, but the outside forces, House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, want to go full way, they have ways. They'll get to the vice president. They'll get to the Secretary of State, John Kerry. And so, we are called upon by these wicked forces to hate a Syrian sister and brother, to hate a poor working class Arab Muslim, or to be indifferent. And what we are saying is that Philadelphia, we're talking to the church at Philadelphia, we're talking to that revolutionary church at Philadelphia that stood up against the Roman Empire and began to administer love to all the slaves, all those in debt slavery, understanding that our mission is to administer Sabbath all over the earth, relieve slavery, eliminate slavery, eliminate debt slavery, eliminate warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction, and return the land, wealth, and resources back to the hands of the masses of the people international. So we don't buy into the lies coming out of the government. We don't buy into the hatreds being perpetrated upon us by Kerry, by Obama, by Senator Graham and Senator McCain and those wicked puppets who are under the control of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We are Philadelphia. We believe in sisterly and brotherly love. Verse 13, Book of Revelation. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And we said last time, we must have faculty and control over our brains and our minds, that we are able to see into the deep politics, that we are able to see behind the politics, that we are able to see up under the words given to us by these puppets under the control of Satan. We must have control over our emotions and not be made to fear, not be maneuvered into fearing these wicked ones, not be maneuvered into fearing our Arab sister and brother, not be maneuvered into fearing our Muslim sisters and brothers, not be maneuvered into fearing a black person, a white person, a poor working class brown, red, or yellow, not be maneuvered into fearing some false flag operation that is really a government operation someplace, like 9-1-1 pumped fear into us. So we have to be in control of our emotions. And the Africans had a school that you had to attend 40 years in Africa, Kemet, Egypt, that you may gain control over all of your emotions and all of your mental and brain capacities. So we said last time, he that hath, that phrase had to do with control. And it also had to do with the clinging on to the truth, the clinging on to each other as men and women and people. And so we say, do we fight through the wicked machinations of the government and those puppets under the control of wickedness to cling to one another. Black man, brown man, red man, yellow man, poor working class white man and woman. Can we not cling to one another? Look at George Zimmerman and look at Trayvon Martin and look at how George Zimmerman, a Latino looking man with a European Jewish name, bought into the philosophy of white supremacy and is being supported by poor working class Caucasian men and women, my sisters and brothers, who have bought into the philosophy of white supremacy to their own detriment. This wicked philosophy created by the House of Rothschild and their affiliate 13 families and their affiliate families such as the Oppenheimers, who control international banking and international mining corporations, who control the wealth of the earth and want us to be divided against ourselves. They created this wicked philosophy of white supremacy in order that poor working class white men and women, Caucasian sisters and brothers, would choose their skin color over unity with poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow, and then we're all divided and all destroyed, not understanding that the philosophy of eugenics, this philosophy that was also created and manipulated by the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, this philosophy of eugenics, that the word eugenics means cleaning up the gene pool. So the wicked ruling class, they have judged all of us, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, as being genetically inferior to their genetic superiority. And so they administer death, hell, destruction, warfare, and bloodshed, and division to destroy the dirty, filthy, inferior gene pool, which is poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. That's how they think. That's how the House of Rothschild and Oppenheimers think about all of us, including the poor working class Caucasian sister and brother. So George Zimmerman, why would you buy into such a stupid, idiotic philosophy as white supremacy and see Trayvon Martin as your enemy? Just because he is young and black. Just because you think that black people shouldn't be in the neighborhood that you occupy. And so this philosophy of white supremacy, an idiotic philosophy created to divide you, George Zimmerman, from your human brother, Trayvon Martin, and then you act upon such idiotic emotions and kill Trayvon Martin after following and trailing this young black man after the authorities told you not to do so. You did so anyway, even if the man did take you and throw you onto the ground. You were the aggressor because you were following him by car and on foot. All of this is showing us that black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white should not see each other as enemies. We should not be maneuvered into hating each other. We must reject this philosophy of white supremacy and make our way to unity that we may be able to live. We must cling to one another as poor working class men and women, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. If we do not cling to one another, we will continue to be manipulated and maneuvered into destroying each other. Let's take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.